subject.
Right, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready. Yeah? So we're going to do a very, very quick podcast because our friend here has got some back pain. But we're going to see the battle scars before you go. So I'm Duncan Krieger. You know Nick Russell.
Known Nick a long time.
Who are you?
James Brady from Landmark Estates. And here, a lot thanks to Nick and all his help he's given us over the last few years.
Brilliant. Give us a minute on your business.
We're primarily retail and residential development throughout the UK. Often building up many stores, pre-let to people like Co-op and the like. Conversions, listed buildings, and the odd speculative play.
How are you finding the market at the moment? Is there opportunities for you, or is it a car crash?
The market's cool. I'm very much looking forward to Corbyn and Sturgeon coming in to liven it up. And let's get cracking in February.
Okay. So there are genuinely opportunities out there for you, or are you sitting on your hands at the moment?
The access to money's out there is good.
Yeah.
There's people wishing to buy. They're fed up the Brexit. However, they're being very selective. You've got to do deals to get them sold.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's interesting. I think there's probably loads of common ground. Apparently, we kind of know each other.
I've found out you did fund me.
Yeah.
This is why you got a better car than me.
Yeah. Well, I had a good car, but that's another story in itself. So, okay, let me ask you, we're asking the same sorts of questions to everybody. So what advice would you give to somebody young and wanting to get into the property world?
Find another career.
Okay. Genuinely.
Joking aside, look, we all come up through the ranks. You start with your university degree, estate management, maybe straight into Jones Lang, one of those type of players, Savills.
Yeah, so get a good job working for a good firm.
Get into agency first, or not necessarily a big firm. I went to a smaller player out of London, then hopefully hooked up by a developer.
So you're saying what we talked about before, which is training is key.
Don't jump till you're 40 and at least have one recession under your belt.
Interesting.
How many have you got under your belt?
Too many. And I survived 08, just, hence why I'm so grey and overweight. Yeah.
So how does this recession feel different to you?
I don't think there's a recession. There's a lack of confidence. You've got to do good deals.
So the types of deals that you're doing, I'm very, very interested in for various reasons, but you're building assets with income, right?
Most of my stuff is pre-let 15 years and pre-sold before we go on site, yeah.
Okay. So is that a sort of strategy you would like people to hook into?
Absolutely not. Keep them away from it. So we do also do a lot of speculative stuff at the moment. Unbelievably, throughout the group, we're not using any help to buy. All our stuff is sold, open market.
What, resi stuff?
All resi. Not one item have we sold on help to buy.
Can you give us an example of the types of residential properties that you've sold recently? And how long it took and what the frustrations were.
We've only got, believe it or not, 3 units in the market this year. All our stuff, we deliberately held it out for this year to hit next spring.
Okay.
So we've probably got 8-9 sites coming out, probably £30 million worth of kit. At the moment, people have been very selective. But our stuff will be in Winchester, a typical conversion, where it might have been £700 a square foot 12 months ago. We bring out £550.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we've braced for that, so we're happy to trade.
Bought at the right levels, and anything else is upside.
If not, your fund is going to make all the money, and you just move on.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Well,
I was going to say, let's talk about funders, because being a borrower, you've got a slightly different perspective on what brokers have spoken about in here and other lenders. What is it that you like, don't like, what irritates you about the market, what irritates you about lenders? What is it you want from your lender that's working with you long term?
I think key is just be honest, be straight and get it out quickly. Too many lenders will walk you down the path, you have the meetings and the deals just don't happen. Hence why we stick with select lenders, more second tier property lenders. You pay a bit more for it, but you get the service.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay, so you've got a select few lenders. So it's sort of pricing more interesting for you, or leverage, or a combination of both?
There's no secret. We probably pay more than we'd like to pay, but we get the direct line.
And you get the flexibility.
It always happens. We can always have a conversation. We're always truthful from them. They work with us. Long-term relationship, hence why they get all the deals.
Okay,
and fine. Of course, a good broker like your former career, Nick.
Former career, yeah.
Yeah.
Former.
Indeed. Anything you'd like to ask us while you're here?
Before we let you go.
Where do you guys see the market going?
Okay, so I mean, I'm less bullish about the market. I've heard people sitting in here over the last few hours saying, that, you know, we're just going to get through this muddle and it's not really a recession, but there's a kind of lack of confidence, and once we overcome that, things will start. And that we've been through several recessions and this feels a lot like what's happening next. So from a lender's perspective, I feel nervous taking a 12-month view on whether those £700 a foot that are now £550 a foot will go back to £700 or dip to £400, which is unlikely, but I feel is possible the way things are going. I also think that the next 2 years could end up being 5 years of this country not really being sure where it sits and not being as attractive to outsiders in the same way as it has been for a long time. So I guess I'm a bit more nervous than I ever have been before. And for that reason, we really want to back good people. So first and foremost, we're asset-backed lenders. We are property guys. We're not just money lenders. It's all about the asset and the property. But I think it's important for us. We'd rather have lend more to fewer clients than we would lend little bits to loads of people, because we're relationship driven. I think where we really add value is, by the sounds of it, the type of thing that you're looking for, which is, I know these guys, they do what they say they're going to do, and I might be paying a tiny bit more. Hopefully you won't be paying a tiny bit more, by the way, but I might be paying a tiny bit more, but ultimately I know we're going to get the job done, and that's what's important to
us.
And
you save money if it's more efficient.
Yeah, you
can just roll it out, right?
Yeah, you do. Like, ultimately, you do use the same lawyers. The lawyers know you. You go through the same literature, and the documents are the same. So you don't have to go through all the work. We don't have to do all the due diligence on you several times and dig to the bottom of who you are. And it allows us to, you know, to become cheaper and more flexible, because people always ask me right at the outset, can you take a view on this? Can you take a view on this? Can you take a view on this? And the answer is no. Let's get to a point where you've satisfied 95% of what we're looking for, and then we can start talking about taking a view. But then the next deal, we don't have these same hurdles to overcome. So the relationship is important to us, and it does make it more streamlined. It doesn't mean you can walk in and borrow more money from us quicker than anywhere else at the outset, but that is what we're both aiming for. Because we'd much rather have the same customers coming back, and our business is about recycling money as often as we can.
Yeah, but I think also, and I don't want to go too negative, it's all very well having successes together, but I think when it does go wrong, and invariably developments can go wrong, if you've worked with a lender through the good times, they should work with you through the more uncomfortable times and work together, rather than going, right, you know, what I've seen previously is, right, default rate of interest, I'm putting receivers in, all the bad press stuff that no one really wants to get involved with a lender. But, you know, not... developer can't have their cake and eat it, but as lenders we can't either, and I think it's, you've got to work with each other on the through the good and
this
the bad
is an
but that's built up through
oh. The next session of
please
the day
hold.
Will be getting underway in 5 minutes in the conference theatre, and will feature a moderated discussion on building a modern day finance business.
What?
If you'd like to attend, please make your way to
wait,
the conference
what? What?
Theatre
Justin's talking to me and I can't hear him.
Thank you.
Where
anyway.
Were we?
Something about good and bad.
Yeah.
I think
you're putting a negative spin on things, I think.
I think I was trying to be, you know, across the board, that's where the relationship comes in. You know, you do a couple of nice deals. If one doesn't go so well, then you've got to be able to work together.
And that's why I said earlier, you would just be straight, work together,
yeah,
and move on.
Right, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Nice to be your last time.
Do you
relax
need
your back
me to
now?
Help you out of the chair? Because I'm happy to do that.
I was hoping you might be lunch.
I will buy you lunch, but not today. It's a deal.
Thank you both, Nick and Duncan.
Take care.
Thanks, James.
That's good fun. Ollie's now whacking it all around my room.